Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Kat Timpf Show. I'm Kat. Today I have David Angelo here with me.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
How's it going? So you were on the Greg Gutfeld show on Fox News with me. And
great show. 1.2 million viewers. Did you check the ratings?
Yeah.
1.2 million on a Saturday night.
And how many followers? Did you get a lot of Twitter followers?
I got 4 Twitter followers. Really capitalized on that.
Well, that's because you spoke out, like, you said something, you know, I don't know, like you were a little more liberal.
You think so?
I don't know, just by not, I mean, talking about like the riots or whatever, or I forget what you said.
I did kind of, I did a balancing act on the riots.
You did. It was not a very funny, like, news week.
Right, so just for those of you tuning in, we did a show together, Greg Gutfeld show. The topics were race riots and terrorism. And, you know, they bring me in to lighten it up, I guess. And you're there every week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was like, okay, I guess. But it's like, what am I supposed to say? You only get like 10 seconds to talk. So it's like, what kind of a poignant moment? You know, I'm not going to say anything that really means anything. So I'd punt on the race stuff.
Yeah, me too. Did you just move out here, right, or something?
Well, I moved back here in December from Los Angeles, but I lived out here for a long time prior to that.
Why'd you do that? Do you like it better here? I'm leaving. I'm going to LA in a couple of days, and I'm kind of excited about that.
Forever?
No, just for 4 days.
Oh.
I'm not allowed to leave ever. I have to live here.
Yeah. I mean, it took a while for me to get used to the West Coast, but I like it out there. It's chill.
Yeah.
I'm not at all liberal. I'm not at all new agey.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the vibe. I like being in that environment.
Mm-hmm. Do you like, I mean, new agey. I don't know. I mean, I feel like the West Coast is super into, like, everybody talks about, like, their spirits and their sight. Like late 20s female that I know is a psychic.
Well, yeah, there's a place I really love hanging out is in Topanga Canyon.
Uh-huh.
It's so chill. You got to go out there.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you go to the coffee shop and there are people, you know, they're busting out tarot cards. But, like, it's normal. It's not even like a weird thing. It's just like, yeah, this is, you know, what we're doing. Talking crystals, talking energy. And that's cool. I don't mind it.
I just think it's bullshit.
Yeah, no, it's totally. But also, it is nice at the end of the day to be able to go get like a healthy meal.
Yeah.
A steakout versus like New York, where it's like, okay, am I going to eat pizza or am I going to eat, you know, Thai food? At some point, you know, you got to really cut back on this.
I don't really care. I kind of eat like crap, but I only eat a little bit. Did you watch the debate?
Of course.
What'd you think?
You know, I thought Donald Trump kind of blew it a little bit.
Yeah.
He had so many opportunities to really hammer her, and then he didn't capitalize on it, so it was a bit disappointing. I think she won it.
Yeah, I think so, too, but do you think it was, I mean, did you like the no commercial breaks? I mean, what's an insult that you wish that he would have sent her way that he didn't? Do you have any ones? Like, you wish he would have called more people fat, called more people ugly?
Well, the latest is that woman, Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Have you been following the updates?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Machado, I think her name is.
Yeah.
Like Hillary Clinton trots her out like she's this big, you know, like she's holding 4 aces.
Yeah.
And, you know, Miss Machado, you denigrated her, but now she's a citizen and she's voting.
Yeah.
And then today it comes out, it's like she was an accomplice to murder.
Right.
She threatened to kill a judge.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has the child of a drug cartel's. She has a love child with a drug cartel leader.
Yeah, wasn't she? Didn't she have like some crazy porno too?
And she was a porn. Yeah, I think I don't. I'm that one. I haven't confirmed.
Saw it on Barstool Sports, which means it must be this is like the premier news source. By the way, place.
Yeah, I believe it. Any place with bar stools.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm drinking this whiskey.
Yeah. But I mean, now how he didn't know? Maybe he didn't know at the time. But like, that's gonna come back and get her on the second debate.
Yeah.
To champion an immigrant. It's every check mark.
Right.
And she can't figure out that this is not the person you want to align yourself with.
Yeah, she can't figure it out.
And the whole message is just because Donald Trump called her fat. It's like no one cares.
Yeah, people went nuts because he talked about hackers being like 400 pounds or whatever. People were mad about that.
Were they mad about
I saw an article. Lindy West was like...
Oh, she's mad about everything.
She's pissed. I can't stand Lindy West.
Yeah.
She blocked me preemptively on Twitter.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she's awful. She's like, you know, as a fat American, I'm with her. And it's like, we know you're fat. Like, who cares that you're fat? We know you're fat. No one cares. Like,
That's a perfect ad for Donald Trump. Yeah. Fat American, I'm with her.
He says, all right, yeah. You're right about that. I think a lot of that BS is, well, she wrote, like, I was a fat bride and I was happy. It's like, she's made so much, you know, so many words just by being like, I'm fat and I did this.
You know, I'm in a new stage in my life where I don't want to be judgmental of people.
Yeah, I don't care about
but
that.
But at the same time, well, I don't want to ever be like, you're fat. Mm-hmm. I used to do that, and I look back on it as mean. But at the same time, you can't be, like, proud of a negative health condition.
Right.
That you have control over.
Right.
It's really, like, it's one of those things that causes so many health problems.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, if you are a liberal fat person,
mm-hmm.
you have to accept that other people need to have a say in your health status if we're all paying for your health care.
Yeah, but people say that it's not. They're like, oh, well, you don't know. But it's like, but you kind of do. Some of the fattest people that I know, I see them eat a pizza as a snack. Like, I just see it.
By far, it's not even debatable that it has a health ramification.
Yeah.
To say that it doesn't is ridiculous. It's like the most, it's responsible for the most physical problems people have.
Yeah. Well, you know what's responsible for good eyebrows?
Tweezing.
Glossier is an NYC-based beauty brand that's getting tons of attention for their unique skin-first, makeup-second approach to beauty.
Is that so?
Yes. They make easy-to-use skincare products to give you dewy, glowy skin plus everyday makeup to enhance what you've already got. Okay.
But wait, is the skin going to be dewy?
There's no more complicated eyebrow kits or four-step brow routines.
I can't deal with it.
This is the only product you'll ever need for thicker, fuller, more naturally groomed-looking brows. It comes in three subtle shades that work on everyone: blonde, brown, and black, and it's only $16. And you can get 20% off your first purchase. Visit www.glossier.com and use a promo code CAT, K-A-T as in me, to upgrade your beauty routine. Again, get 20% off your first purchase. Visit www.glossier.com. Use a promo code K-A-T as in me. And it's that's glossier.com. And really, really wonderful stuff.
Okay, now I heard everything you said. I still don't know what this is.
I did my best. It's an eyebrow thing.
You know, it's because I don't know eyebrow stuff.
You don't?
Can you just break it down? This is fake eyebrows?
No. We're going to do it again.
No, you just tell me.
It's an eyebrow thing. It's like an eyebrow thing, like a pencil thing.
So as a man, can I use this?
Sure. As a man, you can do whatever you want.
So what I need to do is get Glossier.
Mm-hmm.
Spelled Glossier .com. And I can help my eyebrows get them thicker, fuller, and more naturally groomed look.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes those nasty ratchet drawn on eyebrows.
That Sam Donaldson. Oh, yeah. Or you don't want that way either. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's only $16.
Yeah. It's an affordable product.
Wow. How about that?
Isn't that wonderful?
That's a good one.
It's a good one, right? Did I do a good job?
I think you did great. I'm going to look it up at glossier.com.
One of the worst. I mean, I don't understand why people shave all their eyebrows off and then they just like put like a line. Like, I see that everywhere. That's big in, I see that in LA more than anywhere. The eyebrows, the pencil brows.
I heard it doesn't come back. People say they don't come back sometimes.
I burned my eyelashes off one time lighting a cigarette years ago.
God.
There's a big chunk of eyelashes missing.
And they didn't come back.
They did come back.
Oh.
I think they did. Yeah.
I would love to get rid of the eyelashes.
Really? Why?
I would love to LASIK those out.
Why?
Because they always fall into my eye.
But you look like a creep.
I think there are people who don't have eyelashes who you won't even notice.
That's interesting.
You don't even notice them.
Are you going to watch the VP debate?
Yeah, of course.
That's ridiculous. I mean, I feel like they're... What if they're like... Those two guys are just like hired to be nice and likable because the other two are so not.
First of all, Mike Pence is not nice and likable. He's got the Christian thing.
Yeah.
But that guy, he's going, I predict he seems like a hired, he's like a
a goon?
Yeah, or like he's like a hitman type of guy.
Yeah.
I feel like Tim Kaine, you look at him, he looks dopey.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really a blowout. I do think that.
Do you?
Just listening to the things, the other one, Pence, has had to spin already. Just dealing with Donald Trump.
Right.
You know, he's already had to do, like, the most complicated answers you can get.
Like, well, he didn't really mean.
Yeah, but he does it, you can't, like, shake him.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's nothing they're going to throw at him that's new, and he already kind of owns it, and I think that guy's a killer. You look at him, it's like, he's like one of those dudes, like, in the, you picture him in, like, camo coming into the debate.
Yeah, I mean, I always kind of feel bad for him, though. Maybe that's all part of it. Because, like, Trump will say something insane, and it's his job to be like, well, he didn't really mean that.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do. He's good at that job. That's why he'll do good at the debate, I think.
I really miss the primary debates where Trump was just, like, calling people ugly, just calling people fat. I mean, that was good television.
That was great television.
Little Marco, Lion Ted.
Oh, my God. Low energy Jeb.
Low energy Jeb Bush. I mean, everybody's just sitting there going, what the fuck is this?
That was the nice thing about having multiple people, because that he could just keep doing hits. It was like a roast with him.
Yeah.
It was like Dean Martin's roast with Trump. And with Hillary, he's like, he's too cautious or something, and he gets tripped up. He's not as fun.
Do you think it's because she's a woman?
No, although a lot of people are saying, look how mean he is because she's a woman. And it's like, yeah, but look at him dealing with, tell Marco Rubio that he's a sexist.
Right, that's what I thought too. I'm like, yeah, but he's pretty much just mean to everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's the most equal opportunity person.
Yeah, equal opportunity asshole. I mean, what do you think it would be like to be one of his kids? Like, I mean.
You know, I ran into Eric Trump on the street.
You did?
Isn't that crazy?
Did you talk?
No,
Hey, Eric Trump?
I didn't want to be like one of those guys, but I wish I had in hindsight, because I'm thinking, like, what are the odds of that?
Yeah.
Just walking down 6th Avenue, like 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever, I mean, so you don't, I've never really freaked out by meeting famous people other than, I don't know, I met Ja Rule in the green room one time and I did not handle it like an adult.
Well, yeah, nobody does.
I really embarrassed myself. I was like, I want to get a selfie with you, because if I don't, I'll regret it on my deathbed. And then I was like, but I don't look good enough right now because I'm not wearing my weave and I'm not wearing makeup. And he told me I look pretty. And then I started, like, it was just really embarrassing.
You look good. Is he the one with the super deep voice?
Yeah. He's always just comes in and songs like, baby, baby. Like,
what was his big song?
All the ones with Ashanti.
What was the song he did with, what's her name, Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, yeah. It was I'm Real, yeah. The way you move, the way one. That was a good one. That was a great one.
So you got that selfie now.
I got that selfie. My life is kind of the same.
Is that the biggest celebrity you ever met?
Well, I mean, to me, yeah. Like, the one that I met that meant the most to me personally was definitely him. Have you, like, who would you, like, freak out if you could meet?
Oh, boy. Good question.
Yeah, would freak out. I freaked out over that. I would probably freak out if I ever met Maury Povich. I would freak out if I met Dr. Drew.
These are so attainable for you.
I know that.
I'm thinking like Paul McCartney, like this sphere, and you're like
Dr. Drew.
He's like,
or Jeff Von Vondervan from Intervention. Yeah. With the mustache. Do you ever watch Intervention?
No.
The one with the guy who says, you know, he's like, oh, like, you know, there's a lot of people who love you and they want you to know that, you know, they'll do anything for you to get better, but there's nothing that they won't do to help you get better, but there's nothing that we will do to help this go on one more day. He says that.
It's powerful.
A lot of people who love you like crazy and they feel like they're losing you and they want to fight to get you back. You know what I'm talking about, right? Jeff Von Vondervan? All right. The mustache. But I heard that he is drinking again, and that's why he's not on the show anymore.
He's the doctor?
He was an interventionist. I want to go there. And
now he's
Is it on the wagon or off the wagon?
Off, I believe, is when you're
sober. When you're sober, you're on the wagon.
Yes.
And then you're off the wagon? Well, he's off. Rumor has it he's off the wagon, and I'm very sad because he's somebody I'd be very excited to meet.
Can we talk about rumors for a second?
Yes.
Have you heard the latest about the Corey Haim situation?
No.
Apparently. Have you heard this? Corey Haim. Do you know who Corey Haim is?
No.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Tell me.
Do you know who Corey Feldman is?
Yes.
Okay, so it was like his better looking friend who like died of a drug overdose.
Okay, okay.
I think he was on that show, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, there are suspicions. There's rumblings that he was raped in Hollywood as a child by an A-list celebrity.
I saw that.
And that they're saying we're gonna unveil who the person is, and it's gonna rock Hollywood.
I know. I'm excited about that. I mean, I'm not excited about the child rape. I don't mean that. I mean, like, I'm always excited to find out new info. Am I going to get in trouble for that? People are going to say that I'm pro-child rape.
We know what you mean.
Officially, hello, this is Catherine Timpf. I would like to take a strong anti-child rape stance. That's right, folks. You heard it here. I am very anti-rape of any kind, in fact. All right, sorry, continue.
It's a good thing we got that out. That should be the promo for the show. Just clip that and put that as...
They probably will. They do shit like that to me all the time. But, I mean, so wait. Are you going to try to say who you think it is?
No, because I don't want to be slanderous. But you should go on, people. I'm telling you, it's an A-list actor. And these are from these websites that never get shit wrong. You know, like,
yeah.
The most credible journalists right now are TMZ, Radar Online. They're the only ones who aren't lying to everybody.
That's true.
So it's from one of those websites. A-list family man known throughout the world for his wholesome reputation.
Isn't that always the case?
It's like a Bill Cosby type of thing.
The most wholesome dudes are raping the most.
But a child rapist.
Yeah.
And it says that he's a kingpin of a Hollywood child rape.
Do you think he took Johnny?
You know, I heard about that, but have you been following that one?
Oh, yeah.
It's like that, but it's a Hollywood ring.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're going to reveal. It's going to shock Hollywood.
When are we going to find out?
I hope soon, because...
You're checking every day.
I do. I refresh a lot. People, you got to go out there and look it up. You know, try to get your own theories together. Don't slander anyone.
I'm not slandering anybody. I just said I was against rape.
No, I'm saying to the home viewers.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to slander anybody. But that was like when they found out like an A-list celebrity had HIV, and it was Charlie Sheen.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, that's sad, but like, he'll be fine.
Yeah, and that's not a big deal. That doesn't reverberate throughout everything. Like, the idea of an A-list
family
man celebrity that we all know, revered throughout the world, is going to come crashing.
I heard that a week ago, and I want to know now.
Yeah.
I want to know now.
There people have put their theories forward.
Do you like all the Hillary theories? Like, do you like the Hillary's body double theory?
No, they're too stupid.
No.
I'm not like a... Look, people landed on the moon. I like theories that are a little more like grounded in reality.
Okay, what do you think about Hillary? Do you think it's pneumonia?
No.
Okay. Why? Because they said that on the third time.
Yes. And also, the way they handled it, if that was someone collapsing out of the blue like that, he would have gone to the hospital.
Yeah. Unless it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. They were very systematic about how they dealt with that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to tell me. But then you see her at the debate and you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, she made it. I think it was you who was saying you were concerned about...
I really was. I was like, Jesus, if she goes down, I'm going to be upset.
After 90 minutes. I can't even stand for 90 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, for a woman... Oh, Jesus. My microphone just changed. To the viewers at home who may notice a different timbre in my voice, we have a new... Or could just be my headphones that has been adjusted. But, a woman of her age,
mm-hmm.
to go 90 minutes, bathroom break free.
Yeah. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, when I go to, whenever I have to go to church back home, and I have to do that, I'm Catholic. Well, I'm not Catholic. I go to Catholic church when I'm home.
Yeah.
And I have to stand for longer than.
You're a heretic.
When I have to stand for longer than 3 minutes, I don't feel good.
Yeah.
Does that mean I can't be president? I'm all kinds of messed up, man. My throat's all messed up.
Well, right now, a lot of things are going around.
Mm-hmm.
It's for those of you listening in the archives. It's the third week of September, 2016. And, you know, you get allergies, but also the temperature swings because it's chilly, and then you go down to the subway and it's hot, and then you go outside and you go
in. And then
in,
I'm vaping.
Too many temperature. You're vaping and you're drinking whiskey. I mean, all really the hallmarks of throat problems here.
But I like the, I like these things. I like whiskey and I like vaping. But I don't know. I'm probably going to die soon. I probably got a good 10 or 20 left.
I tell you what, I don't vape and I like not vaping.
Why?
I like when my body works.
Well, you know what I like?
Wait, let me guess. No,
if you're like me, the shelf space in your bathroom is precious real estate.
You know something? It really is. I've been having a hard time in my bathroom with the shelf space.
Yeah, me too. And that's why I'm excited to introduce to you a line of beauty products that is as great at multitasking as you are. Kapari. They moisturize your skin, they moisturize your hair, and they smell great, but without any sulfates, silicones, GMOs, and parabens. Kapari products are made with 100% organic coconut oil. It's coconut sheer oil, coconut balm, coconut crush scrub, coconut melt, and this coconut body glow that I put on my legs before I go on TV. That's true. I do that, and they look very shiny, and they make me smell delicious. Oil, high quality stuff. It smells good, but not too coconutty. And you can, you know what, just go ahead and say aloha to the best skin and hair of your life with Kapari. Go to kaparibeauty.com/KAT, as in me, to get 20% off your order. That's Kapari, K-O-P-A-R-I, beauty.com/KAT, cat, for 20% off.
20% off?
20%
that's,
off.
That's like an amazing deal, really.
Yeah, and you get all this organic coconut products.
And this is something you actually use in real life.
I do, actually. Yeah, I use this shiny stuff for my legs before I go on Fox. How many sandwiches did you eat at Fox News? Any? No.
No, I don't eat any green room food anywhere I go.
You don't? I ate a cookie today. I had two cookies. You're just like a healthy guy.
No, I'm not.
You're not? You just don't eat green room food?
I eat a lot of cookies.
Mm-hmm. But not in green rooms.
You know, I don't like food that's out. You know, if you had a transplant, you can't eat at buffets. Like
really?
If you had an organ transplant or something, you're not allowed to eat at food that's been, you can't eat food that's been sitting.
Interesting.
It's got like your high rate of infection and whatnot.
Yeah, but you have all your organs, so what are you worried about?
Yeah, but still the principle that it's riskier.
I will eat out of any gross buffet in New York City. I don't care. I'll eat yogurt out of it. I don't care.
Really?
Then again, I am very sick right now.
Yeah, when you go on the subway,
mm-hmm.
do you grab the like pole if you have to stand?
Yeah.
Really?
You don't?
I would never. I don't think I, in probably 5,000 subway rides I've taken, I've never touched that.
So what do?
I either lean towards the door or I just ride it.
You just
surf.
And you fall over?
I've never fallen over.
Yeah, well, people don't like that, though, because, you know, then you can fall over.
Yeah, but if you see what people do with their hands.
I have. It's pretty disgusting, but it is what it is. It doesn't really matter.
Well, there you have it.
Sorry. Twitter, I'm just like going through my Twitters, my tweets. I have people who really don't like me very much sometimes. You know that? People get really, really, really mean. I've never seen you do stand up. Why did you start? Like, what do you? I used to do stand up and then I quit because it makes me sad.
It's the worst. There's no upside to it. I don't know why. I don't know why people are always like, I hate the people I can't stand the most in the comedy community are the ones who are like, it's when I feel most alive.
Yeah,
like,
they can't
be true.
You're
not doing it right. You should be miserable at all times. If you're truly into comedy,
yeah.
It is not funny at all.
And then you travel and you're like in a room by yourself. Do you do like a lot of road gigs or no?
I open for John Mulaney on the road a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of nice because he puts me up in whatever hotel he's in.
Yeah.
And he doesn't fuck around. So it's always kind of nice, like accommodation wise. But yeah, there have been times when I've been in like these kind of dumpy places doing stuff like that. And then I never rent a car because they never like give me money for a car.
Yeah.
So I'm always like just on a highway somewhere and I hang out there until I get picked up at like 8 p.m. for the show. So you never do anything. You're just like the most bored person.
Do you just sit there and watch TV?
TV, a lot of internet.
A lot of internet. What's the worst set you've ever had in your whole life? I like to talk about bad things, not good things.
Genuinely, and I know this is going to come off as crazy, the only time I feel like I really did poorly was this one show. It was in Chicago, maybe in 2005, 2006.
Yeah.
And it was like a little contest thing for like who was the best that night would get like, you know, $50 or something. And it was tiny. It was a tiny room. There were like 20 people there. And I ate it so hard. And that's the last time I remember being like, what happened?
And they didn't like you.
They hated me.
Why did they hate you? What'd you do to them?
You know what? Later on, I realized is when people do those things, it's a contest, right? So there's motivation to have the crowd react in a certain way. So people bring them to the show. They're like 8 friends. So they can get the $50.
Oh, yeah.
And they say, don't laugh at anyone else. Although they did laugh at other people other than me.
They just didn't like you. So you're saying it was rigged, but really they just didn't like you.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I have a a mental protection device in play on why I think it's it was against me, but it really wasn't. I just failed. But again, that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, but you seem to be over it.
I only think, yeah, you're right. I think about it 3 times a day instead of like 5.
I mean, you just moved here. Why did you move here from LA? Like, because of stand-up? Is that why?
No, I have a job, which I can't talk about.
You do?
Yeah.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Like, tell me about it.
No, we're going to edit both of our jobs out of the podcast.
Oh, my God. Is everything, you doing okay? What about, do you have animals? Get a pet. You seem like a person who needs a pet really bad.
You're right.
You seem like you really need to get an animal.
Do you have an animal?
I have a cat.
Ugh.
His name is Cheens Timpf. He's the best. Cheens. He's the fucking best.
They don't care.
Yeah, they do.
I had to take care of cats for a weekend. A friend of mine's cats.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I'd go over to feed them. You walk in, they're their best friend.
Yeah.
Oh, they love you so much. They do all their little affection moves.
Uh-huh.
Then the bull goes down. You'll never see him again.
Can't you respect that?
No.
I respect that in a way.
Oh, I do. I do. But I'm not. They're freeloaders.
Yeah,
I'm not taking one on.
See, my cat pretty much hates everybody but me. And that's like the love that I like the most because it means the most.
Mm.
And so, you know, if I'll be hanging out with a guy and we don't hang out very much anymore, if he like comes over again, because, you know, sometimes it happens that way, the cat will ignore him.
Mm.
That's very nice. A dog would just run up there and just forget everything, but a cat doesn't.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Cats remember that shit. But I don't know, get a fish or something. You see?
You think so? A fish?
Get a fish. Get a reptile. Don't get a bird. Nobody needs a fucking bird.
You know what I would love is one of those little tiny horses. Because, hear me out. You know, like, they're like this big.
Yeah.
They're the size of like a Labrador. The little horse, the tiny horses.
But where do you get one?
I don't know, but they live for 40 years. I mean, come on.
That's amazing.
If I got one now, we'd be partners.
You could spend your lives together. That's amazing.
So, you know, a dog, the tragedy of a dog is,
yeah,
you get 10 years, you get 15 years. That's almost like just long enough to make it super painful. If it was 5 years, you'd be like, all
right.
You'd treat them like they're a toothbrush or something.
And then what do you do with a dead animal? You just throw it in the garbage?
It depends. It depends on the animal. Like, if it's a larger farm-type animal, you go to a renderer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what rendering
is?
No,
you seem to know a lot about this. I can't wait to learn more.
Yeah, that's where they go and they get they pull the animal apart to use it for products.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're, you know, it's just the family turtle or something, usually they bury them.
What if it's just like a dog that dies? Do you just throw it in the garbage?
No, there's a service in the city. If you have it,
isn't that grosser? Isn't it the service just the garbage? But you're just
well.
Not...
They'll end up taking it to a renderer.
Mm. Yeah. Why don't you? I mean, I don't know. Would you care? Would you throw your dog in the garbage?
No.
No.
No. No. I took mine to the vet.
Yeah, and then they threw it in the garbage.
Yeah. Oh, you let them keep it?
Yeah.
What are you gonna do with it?
Honest to God, even if I lived in the city, I'd drive out to somewhere.
You say that now.
If I really loved, not to make any kind.
Don't try to say
saying,
he doesn't love his dog, bro.
I'm just saying on my own thing. Maybe I would change my mind, to be honest, confronted with it moment of, where,
right.
Like, I don't know. But I would probably, like, go somewhere.
Have him stuffed.
Wouldn't it be kind of fun to, like, just sneak into, like, a park, like Central Park, and try to, like, bury him there, like, in the dead of night, where nobody can, and then nobody sees?
Yeah, nobody sees, or people do see, and then they think that you're going to be burying. So you didn't even have pets growing up, then?
I had a dog when I was very small.
But you don't remember it?
I do a little bit, but not really.
I want to be stuffed as a human when I die.
No, you don't.
Yes, I absolutely do. Don't
Are
tell
you
going
to do the thing at the science museum where they have your body laminated? And
no, I want to be like literally like stuffed, like taxidermy style. I think that'd be sweet. Why not? Why would that not be sweet? You know that it's like illegal to do that? Like you actually they don't let you do that? Like why is that illegal? What if I want to be stuffed? Why is that illegal?
You're like Vlad, like Lenin.
Yeah.
Or Evita.
Like a dictator, yeah.
Yeah. You want a mausoleum.
Yeah, I want to, but I want to like tour around and like, you know, people who used to like fuck with me, you know, like just put me outside their window. Like, that's great. That's good shit.
It wouldn't last long, your body, though. If it's being treated that way, like a party favor.
Yeah, it would.
I think you would want it. You'd want to be stuffed if it was like in a very formal setting. It depends on where the setting
party
is.
Favor.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be like, hey, look, we got to. We rented a stuffed human. This will be so funny.
I think it's pretty funny. I'm laughing pretty hard, actually, at my own shit. So yeah. I think it's pretty funny. I don't know. Do you want to be cremated? I love talking about death. People get mad at me for that.
I don't know. I think I would go if I had my choice. I'd do burial at sea, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Just throw you off a boat.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna do with my cat when he dies. I'm gonna give him a burial at sea.
That'd
I'm gonna
be nice.
Just take him on the Staten Island ferry without telling anybody that I have
oh
a dead.
Oh my god! You just throw a backpack in there.
Yeah, and then but then I take out. But then I take Jeans. I'm so sorry if you're listening, Jeans. Dear Jeans, Tim. But I take him out of like my purse and I pull him up by the tail and I just fling him over and I start praying loudly.
And then he lands on the deck below.
Some
German tourist.
Would I get arrested for that? I never know like what is and is not illegal. Is
well,
bringing
that,
a cat corpse on the Staten Island ferry, is that illegal?
It's definitely a gray area. Because I don't know if it counts as littering when it's like, it's an animal.
Yeah. What if I'm like, this is what he
Where does it
wanted?
Naturally go? Where does it naturally go?
Yeah.
You know, so.
What if.
It's not littering when it's.
Seriously, though, Staten Island Ferry.
Have you been on it?
No.
I went this weekend.
Is it a good place to throw a cat off the side?
You could easily do it.
Really? Jeans, I think we just made a plan. I mean,
because, you know, it runs.
Holy, will you go with me when the time comes?
Of course. Oh,
my God. Yeah, see? We figured it all out.
Yeah, you got to weigh him down, though.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. Barbells or something. Maybe books. Maybe books about cats.
You're just getting little cement feet.
Maybe a Bible. Do they do that?
Yeah, you use time to a Bible and throw them in the. That's so touching.
Why not? I'm what?
No, it's just great. You thought it all out.
Well, that way he'll go to heaven, duh.
Do you think cats go to the afterlife?
I'm an atheist, so I don't believe in the afterlife. But if I did, it's hard because I don't think that, don't pets not have souls or whatever?
I don't think they do, if you go by the book.
Right, if you go by the book, but why would you go by the book? You could just say, we're all going to go to heaven, so are our pets. So are our dogs. I was really mad that my mom, I couldn't get a pet because my brother's allergic. I named this cricket Charlie in the garage, and she ran him over. Baby Charlie's there, Charlie the cricket.
Yeah, geez, when you think about it.
We'll all be reunited someday. No, I don't think that's true.
I don't like the idea of a heaven with crickets.
That's the thing about heaven, is everyone's idea of what it would be different.
Yeah.
Just like safe spaces.
It's, you know, it's our own version of reality.
You know what I mean? Like a safe space for me is one where I can behave the way that I'm currently behaving. But for a lot of people, they wouldn't call that a safe space. They'd be like,
no, I'm triggered.
They'd be like, stop talking about tying your cat to a hole, your dead cat to a holy book and throwing him in the water. Yeah, like, my safe space is where I can talk about tying my dead cat.
There's a lot problematic about that.
I'm triggered. But I think that's great. I think I'm going to get Sheensley's own First Communion Bible. And I never spent any of my First Communion money. I saved it all.
And what do you got now? How much?
I don't even remember. I think my parents, like...
It'd be great if you're like, I saved it all. I got in with Bernie Madoff early on, got out.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be wonderful if I invested it. I wasn't smart. I was just neurotic.
Right.
I was just...
You bought, like, shares of Amazon with it in 1995. I was a very savvy First Communioner.
I know. I just was neurotic because I wanted to go to college. But you don't even really need to go to college anymore these days. It's kind of like, I mean, you do, but you don't.
What's something you learned from college?
I learned to drink a lot of water before you go to bed if you're drinking. Mm. And I read a lot of the American classics.
Yeah, but you can read on your own.
Right.
The only thing I remember really from school is that I think Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president. I think 16, right? Or 14, whatever. I think it was 16. And I remember something about interchangeable rifle parts. Right? Does that ring a bell?
Not really.
You don't remember that?
No.
And then I remembered a simile is a comparison using like or as.
Right, yeah.
That was my entire elementary school.
Well, college.
For some reason, it took 8 years.
I went to college, and I learned some stuff. But I went to a smaller school, so it was more about like connections that I made and like getting internships through there and all that kind of thing.
Did that help you out?
Mm-hmm.
But really? Like, what college did you go to?
I went to Hillsdale College. I went to a small conservative college. And then so I had an internship at Fox News out of college.
Nice.
And now
here you are.
And now here I am today.
So you've been at Fox News from the get-go?
No, I interned there, but then I interned at another radio station. I was a traffic reporter. I was a waitress. I was a comedian. I was a blogger. And I just didn't start working at Fox officially until about a year ago, a little more than a year ago.
And now you're one of their top on-air talent.
Now I'm an on-air talent.
Whose seat are you gunning for?
Nobody's really. I mean, I think I'm doing something different. Like, who's what I...
Now, you can't see at home, but she's actually drawing Megyn Kelly on a piece of paper.
Yeah, right. No, I like Megyn. You had fun on the show. Like, Greg is fun. It was all a good time. Times are fun. And then this barstool stuff here is pretty cool, too, right? Having a good time, drinking whiskey. Wait, what is this that I'm waving around? Metal. We're going to take
it's
this...
It's a piece of trim.
We're going to take this to Sheen's funeral, and we're going to draw... Can we do a Barstool Sports Presents the funeral of Cheens?
What we definitely need is the animal activists against him. That's what we need.
A Barstool Sports Presents production. And the whole thing.
Animal desecration.
And the whole thing is just throwing an animal in a sacred book in off of Staten Island Ferry.
I don't think you should wait until he dies.
That's not funny.
No, I am a firm believer in animal rights.
Yeah, well, me too. But once they're dead, what rights do they need?
Although people say that, and then everyone eats meat.
Everyone eats meat. I like bread more, but I like meat.
Just bread.
Bread is my...
Like, you'd be fine in, like, a French prison in the 17th century.
100% bread is my favorite food. Bread is 100% my favorite food.
What's your favorite type of bread?
Dude, just all the bread. I'll eat, like...
I don't like pumpernickel.
I love pumpernickel. When I was in college, I was, like, 30 pounds heavier than I am now. I used to make bread mashed potato sandwiches and dip them in gravy with cheese on them.
Bread
and drink
mashed
like,
potato
and
sandwiches.
Drink like Natty Light. I had a different body. I had a different body than I do now. It worked for college. It wouldn't work so well very much now. Peanut butter on bacon with honey. Put that in the microwave for a couple seconds. That shit's delicious. I used to eat that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I used to just eat whatever in the hell. I used to just eat whatever the hell. Now Not so much.
Okay, let's get to our next sponsor, Crestor.
We have no more sponsors left. Actually, those are the only ones that I have right now. We're just talking about, you know, all the other normal stuff that you would normally want to talk about. I'm worried that I have the Trump sniffles on this podcast.
No, I haven't heard it.
You haven't heard it? Well, no. Now you're going to. Like, now I feel like I'm going to do it.
No, I don't think it'll catch.
Do you not get sick? I feel like I'm always sick. I'm like always sick. I have like a bad immune system.
Yeah, because you grab the subway handles.
I grab the subway handles.
If you become a germaphobe like me, you get all that out of your life. And your people give you weird looks sometimes.
Yeah.
Like I like to, you know, I'll have, if I pump gas at the gas station, I'll use a paper towel on the gas thing.
Really? Where do you get paper towels from?
As they I usually have them there.
For everyone listening at home, I just itch my nose with my bare hand after saying that I didn't feel good.
After having it on the subway.
I didn't take the subway. I just walked here.
And also the cellular phone. Every week, you got to grab a little rubbing alcohol.
Look how dirty my phone case is.
Do a wipe down.
See that? How gross
it is. It's filthy.
Yeah, I know. It's because, like, makeup, and then when I sit, like, in that chair at Fox and they do the hairspray, it gets, like, like a whole layer of it just gets on this phone. And this hairspray does not mess around. Like, it stays in, like, all day. So it's, like, it doesn't come off. Like, see, you can see, like, the pattern of the hairspray.
Oof.
It looks like somebody just vomited onto my phone. And see all this makeup? It looks like a homeless phone.
You should put it in a Ziploc bag before you sit in the makeup chair.
Oh, my God. See, I would never do that. I would never do that. I am sick all the time. I am a germ-ridden individual who everyone should stay several feet away from at all times.
Well, it's a lifestyle choice.
When did you become a germaphobe, as I will call you, with my scepter?
From the get-go.
From the get-go, I used to be, I mean, when I was little, I'd be mad that my brother and sister, if they were sick, if they were in the living room.
Yeah.
I'd be bad. I'd be like, they need to go to their rooms.
See, that's good. You have promise. We need to work on that.
If someone was sick, I would, before I went on the family computer, I put plastic baggies on my hands because my mom made us all do that if we were sick.
See?
So that was good. But now I'm just trying to live. But I'm doing a lot more of my living with a slight cold. But is it so bad? You have a glass of whiskey? Right now, I got to be honest with you, I feel fantastic.
Well, you know, alcohol does kill germs.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of drunks don't really get, they have alcohol problems, but they're not walking around with a box of Kleenex.
I would rather have an alcohol problem than a cold. I mean, no. I don't have an alcohol problem. I guess it's not true because I have to go to work and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, alcohol can be a problem.
Like, I need to work and do jobs and all that kind of stuff.
I try not to drink too much. I got so drunk about a year ago around this time.
Okay. Well, how bad was it that you're saying?
I almost thought I would die.
Okay. Well, what happened?
Atlantic City, and then I said, "Why am I hungover? This is so ridiculous. I'm not going to drink to this level anymore." Because it doesn't feel, there's no, the return on investment on for what I was getting from being drunk versus the nightmare of the next day, I was like, it's not worth it. So I just stopped getting, like, I don't think I've been drunk since then.
See, I've thought that. I've had that thought.
Yeah, you need to go.
But I don't really take it further than that. I mean, I don't get, like, super hungover.
Yeah, because you're so young.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't get super hungover. But, I mean, were you throwing up everywhere?
No.
So that it wasn't even that bad. I mean, when I was 18, I mean, like, I there have been times when I've gotten, like, super wasted. I don't get that wasted anymore. But the hangover is kind of fun. You know, you eat some greasy food, you stay in bed, you eat some pizza. I kind of think it's fun. It's kind of nice to just chill out, you know? Drink some Vitamin Water Zero, eat a bagel cheese sandwich. I like to put mustard on my bagel sandwiches. Bagel, egg, cheese, ham, mustard, lettuce, tomato.
Wow.
Yeah, did you see that Obama said you shouldn't be putting ketchup on a hot dog past the age of 8?
I agree with that.
That's bullshit.
Ketchup is gross. By the way, I would never eat a hot dog.
I'm shocked by that. I've eaten a hot dog. I'll eat a hot dog. I'll eat whatever. I'm sure you're shocked by that, too. I put relish on popcorn once during the Sex and the... I went to the Sex and the City movie pretty drunk when I was 21 years old.
Yeah.
And I was putting relish on popcorn, and I hated it. I don't like Sex and the City. I think it's a terrible show.
I thought you were just going to say, I hated it. I didn't like the popcorn with the relish on it. And you were like, no, that was all right. Sex in the City.
Sex in the City is so annoying. They're like, we're grown women and we fuck. Like, who cares? Why is that special?
Well, it's empowering for grown women who fuck.
No, it isn't. All grown women are fucking, except for like the ones who aren't.
Don't be so sure. Don't be so sure.
I mean, like, I don't know.
There's a lot of spinsters out there.
Yeah, I guess so. But spinster is a choice.
Don't be so sure.
Yeah, I don't know. They can go on like OkCupid. Do you ever do that? You ever do online?
I find it yields nothing.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
It's only like, I don't know what girls get out of it. Because I feel like none of them are really actually doing it. They just go for an ego boost is my theory. Like, oh, look at all these matches. But no, they're not going on dates.
Like, I just can't ever imagine, okay, I'm out of work, finally done working. Day's done. I can either go home, watch BoJack Horseman, or I can get all dressed up and go meet a stranger and try to allow him to convince me that I should fuck him. Like, I don't want to do that. I want to go see my friends, or I want to go home and eat spaghetti and watch BoJack. I don't want to do that. Like, people make time for strangers. That's what that is. It's making time for a stranger. I don't even have enough time to make for all my friends. Why are you making time for a stranger?
You have a lot of friends, though. There's a lot of people who are very lonely.
I mean, I'm lonely. I think all people are lonely.
Well, all right. But there's a lot of people who have no friends.
They have no friends, only OkCupid dates.
Yeah.
That's not true.
I think it is true.
I mean, OkCupid.
OkCupid seems very, like, dated now, right?
Yeah. I know people who still use it, but they're always describing terrible dates that they went on.
What I don't get is everyone's always like, oh, hookup culture. It's like, why am I not part of this culture? How did I miss? Because I go on Tinder and it's like, I mean, now I know what it's like being a black man trying to get a hotel room in Boston in 1968.
Do you like meet up with girls off Tinder though?
I've been on maybe like 7 Tinder dates. They've all been disasters.
Do you ever get matched up with like fellow New York or fellow comedians on Tinder?
I feel
like all
No, I would immediately avoid someone who looks like a comedian.
Yeah. But they were all horrible. What was the worst thing that happened? Tell me. This is Catherine's worst story tales.
They're not like, I avoid really bad situations. I think I'm pretty good at that. But there was this one girl, and God bless her, you know, I don't know, it's not like anything crazy, but she was insistent that I had a wife and kids.
I can see that.
She could not, and it was like confrontational. And I was like, I don't know how to prove that I don't. She thought I was like secretly like living, you know, going out, you know, and trying to date or something in secret.
But this was on the first date or what?
Like, this was like the third date.
The third date. She approaches you with, I think you have a wife.
She's like, no, she wasn't even like that. It was like she knew. She's like, we have to talk about this. And I was like, and of course you sound guilty when you're, because it was such a, I've never expected that, the confrontation. So I was like, no, it's not true. Like, I sounded so guilty. And I couldn't, it's like, what, how do you prove you don't? You can't. And I think a lot of it was because my apartment, this was in Los Angeles, it was so sparsely decorated that it looked like it was like I just threw it together for like secret dating life. Like I had nothing on the walls or anything.
But I don't care what your apartment looks like. To randomly accuse a dude of having a wife and kids is your issue. That's her issue.
She wouldn't let it. And then I was like, look, I can't deal with this kind of like accusation this early on. Right. If we were married for like 5 years and you came at me and you're like, you're cheating on me or something. But like, this is just madness too early.
But why a wife and kids specifically? She didn't go from you're dating other people. Like she went, you have a wife and kids.
Yeah. She had researched me, I believe, online and came to the conclusion based on the evidence she found that it made sense that I had a wife and kids.
Oh my God, that's amazing! That's an amazing story. So did you just tell her, "Yeah, I do"?
No, I said no, and I think let's just call it a night.
That's probably because she probably tells that story, being like, "I totally called
it." Yes. Absolutely.
I totally called
she's
it.
She's like, I got him. I caught him. And he didn't know what to do. And she's right. But at the same time, it's like, that's one of those situations where it's like, it's best we go our separate ways. You know, like, we both took a victory lap on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for the best.
Like, I do that, like, even with guys that I'm like, sort of, if guys try to start fights with me and I'm not in the mood to fight, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Sure. I'm leaving. Like, guys do that a lot now, too. Like, I'm leaving. If you don't text me back, like, I'm not talking to you. I'm like, fine.
Yeah, guys sure. can be annoying.
Go for it. And my very just baseline level of just not caring serves me very well.
Yeah.
Because I got too much shit going on, man. I've got, like, friends. I have a family.
A cat.
I have a cat.
Fox
my family.
News.
Fox. Barstool Sports. America's premier news network, Barstool Sports. And I have
coconut oil
National
legs.
Review. I got my legs. I got my body. I got my diet. You know, I got all kinds of stuff. I got, you know,
germs.
A gay best
hands.
Friend. I got a sore throat. Like, I got all kinds of shit going on in my life. Right
you really
now.
Tick all the boxes. You got
I
it all.
I really do. And my ear. I had a wax buildup in my ear recently, too, on top of it.
I can't believe we're only finding out this now, 4 hours into the podcast.
Look, the podcast is almost done, but have you ever had your ear irrigated?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what I think that this was something that you, do you love it?
The sensation?
Yeah.
At the time, it was like, you know when it's popped when you're in the airplane
yeah.
and you can't hear out of it or something? So when that sensation went away, it was such a relief after having had it for like 6 hours that I did love it. And then it was the first time that was ever that process was ever explained to me.
Do you know that they won't let you keep the wax?
I definitely didn't ask for it.
Me neither. They definitely won't let you keep it. My friend told me that.
Your friend, the doctor you were seeing at the time?
I'm just saying if you want to keep it, they don't let you.
I didn't even look at it.
What? That's a waste. Coley, come on.
That's preposterous.
That's preposterous.
They took it away too quick. But I don't think it was that much.
But you want to see it. That's like you pop zits. The best present I've ever received was my little brother gave me an hour alone with his back while he was taking creatine at the time for lifting. And man, oh man, don't act like a Coley. Don't laugh at me like I'm disgusting.
That's really gross.
No, it's not preposterous. I'm not alone out there. I'm sure that I'll get plenty of people tell me that they understand and they'll offer me their services.
Do you follow
well.
Dr. Pimple Pop?
No, I don't. I like to do the pimple popping myself.
No, it's like an Instagram account.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Very
so you
gross.
Follow that?
No, it's always on my fucking timeline.
I don't. Oh, cause see, but I don't like what I don't.
You want experience?
I want to. I like the.
Oh God.
I'm sorry. This is a safe space. This is, you know what this podcast is? It's my personal safe space.
Is that the title of it?
No, it's just the Cat Tim Show. I didn't think of anything.
You should call it Safe Space with Cat Tim.
It's my safe space. Are you going to come to Cheen's Staten Island funeral party?
I'll probably be on the ferry either way, so just let me know.
Oh, my God. All right, look. It's been about an hour. Is there anything you'd like to discuss? Is there anything you'd like to promote? Anything you'd like to disavow? Anything you'd like to clarify? Your turn. Go for it.
Oh, my God.
Do you hate me? I always get nervous that the guests hate me.
Well, how does this... Have I done a... Is this a good podcast so far?
Yeah, we're having a great time.
You think so?
We're having a good time.
How does it rank in the other ones?
They've all literally been different. I've had, like, so many different... You didn't kill Bin Laden, so you don't have that going for you.
Oh, you had the guy who killed Bin Laden?
Yeah, but he was a couple podcasts ago.
Did he really kill Bin Laden?
Okay, that's interesting. He says he did. Everyone says he did, but you think why not?
I thought that there's dispute over who killed him.
I didn't hear about that, but I've heard that, but I didn't know anything about it.
You didn't think it was worth researching?
No, I mean, I did, but like... He's just my friend, so.
You're friends with the guy who killed Bin Laden.
Yeah, we went to the Yankees game. We had a lot of drinks.
Now, does everyone buy him drinks? He can't. There's no
well,
bar he walks into.
Right.
And pays
I also
for a drink.
Drank a little too much, and one of his SEAL Team 6 buddies was there, and I was like, "Are you jealous that he gets all the credit for killing Bin Laden when you were there too?"
And what'd he say?
He laughed.
Because yeah, I bet they're like,
yeah.
We all killed Bin Laden.
We all.
There were five shots that went off simultaneously.
Yeah, but I don't know.
That's awesome. I want to meet that guy.
Yeah, no, he's a good guy. He's a really fun guy. He's a party bro.
I want to meet the guy who killed Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, and we went to the Yankees game, and it was a really fun time.
That's a great, like, top of resume.
Right. Like, if anybody ever gave me shit, I'll be like, yeah, well, how many bin Laden, Osama bin Ladens have you killed? Oh, no, Osama bin Ladens?
Yeah. It's like, hey, you got a, you go to the club. Hey, any, you got, or you go to a restaurant. You got a table for tonight? Nah, we're all full. I'm sorry. Reservations usually in advance. Oh, well, I killed Osama bin Laden, so you think something will open up?
I know, but I'll never have anything like that. I can't even stop vaping. I'm totally useless.
Well, maybe you can kill, like, ISIS or something.
I don't think I'm going to kill ISIS. I'm doing a podcast, but that's pretty much it. All right, any shows coming up? This will come out on Monday.
Beautiful. So I have a web series with Comedy Central called Nothing's Easy.
Mm-hmm.
And
nothing is easy, man.
Nothing's easy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's three episodes that are already out, and then we have three new ones coming October 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to want to look at them because, I mean, these are great, great web series.
It's great content.
It's great content.
Tell me a little bit about it.
It's like, well, the three that are available, you can all go watch. One of them is I go to a marijuana dispensary, but it's they've adopted a very corporate mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, I get I go to therapy, but it's Obamacare, and the guy, he's a Spanish speaking gentleman, and we do it in Spanish. And there's another one, I forget what it is, but it's good. It's just they're vignettes, if that's a word that appeals to you. And you know, it's just on the web, and it's free, and they're like 4 minutes each. And I know what it means to, when someone promotes a web series, by the way.
Yeah.
I know how insignificant this sounds.
Because, but it's not on YouTube. It's a Comedy Central web series.
It's on, yeah, you it's can watch like... it on YouTube if you want, but it's produced by Comedy Central. And I know. I understand. I understand people tell you all the time, watch a web series. But this is a good web series.
That's good.
And it's me. None others have me. That's why I had to do it. No one else would cast me in anything. All right. So, three new episodes, October 3rd. You can watch three that already came out last year online right now. Do you have anything you want to plug?
No, I just do this show every Monday, Greg Gutfeld show every Saturday. And, you know, I'm going to die within 10 to 20 years because of the way I live.
God willing.
Yep. Hopefully not before the Cheen's funeral. All right, everybody, thank you for listening. And in fact, we are all going to die someday.
We'll be dumping your body off the set and stuffed. It'll be so fun.
End it there. That's perfect.